Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We are now into hour number two, broadcasted worldwide. Woo! How many times must I tell you?
How many times must I tell you, baby? How many bridges I've got to cross?
We finally crossed those bridges.
How many times must I?
And now I can talk to the boss. That means you.
Or
I can talk to the president. That means you. We the people. Or I can talk to the boss. This is a very important report about the COVID tyranny. We're going to go to break and come back with your phone calls on this live Tuesday edition. Please stay with us. We knew the Rockefeller Foundation and the Bill and Melinda Gates group and John Hopkins and all these other groups were developing injectable vaccines, nanotech, little bitty microchips, so they can miniaturize stuff so much now, that go with the vaccine.
That's why researchers in Singapore have developed a chip which can be plugged into an existing DNA analysis machine. As a result, a single sample from a patient, perhaps a saliva or a blood sample, can be checked for 70,000 different viruses and bacteria. Each of these tests currently costs between $20 and $200, so to be able to do the lot for just $450 represents a massive advance.
I love gadgets, and now I kind of feel like I'm a gadget myself.
Even a car door can be tweaked to open with a touch, but each touch leaves a digital footprint, and that can compromise privacy.
Many of the employees, including the CEO, will voluntarily have the microchips implanted into their bodies, and they're calling it, I'm not kidding here, a chips and salsa party.
This has been announced by major universities. This is all over the news on drudgereport.com last night. My wife tweeted this, and people are like, this isn't true. This couldn't be happening, because they have that pre-built-in disposition that, there's no way that could actually be going on. You know, Alexa's not listening to us. Google Assist isn't listening to us. Now they admit it is. You're like, okay, well, that's fine. DARPA-funded implantable biochip to detect COVID-19 could hit markets in 2021. But all the tests are fake, 90%. False positives. It's just the excuse to get a chip in you. You ever wondered how they do it? Here it is. They have another digital chip that's injected, that's liquid. You can't get out of your body. So you can always cut a chip out. Oh, no, sorry, this is nanotech. That surveils whether you've had the vaccine. CDC going door-to-door in Atlanta asking for blood samples for coronavirus study. Now, I saw this week in Houston. I talked about it. It was a big controversy. They had Snopes fact checkers and people saying it's made up, doesn't exist.
This first notice we got from someone said, my mother got a text saying the CDC is going door to door to do testing. Well, that is false. The CDC is not allowing that.
Sean, the CDC were hitting the pavement tonight here in Candler Park, where the neighborhood was happy to welcome them in, but many online saying they wouldn't have a bar of it.
Officials randomly selecting houses and drawing blood for antibodies and conducting a questionnaire to better understand the deadly virus's spread. Jordan Bear was one of the first to be tested.
Normally wouldn't have opened the door, but I looked outside and saw some folks in some PPE gear. One of them had a clipboard with CDC visible on it.
And Trump doesn't have orange hair. That doesn't exist either. Well, turns out it's in Atlanta. It's everywhere. We have the articles. We have the videos showing the blood draws at the houses.
The CDC will be knocking on doors this week asking for blood samples to get a better understanding of how many Georgians have already had coronavirus. The homes will be randomly selected across Fulton and DeKalb counties from tomorrow through next Monday. All right, you may be a little thrown off by this, but if you get a knock on the door, expect to answer a few questions and provide a blood sample to be tested for antibodies.
MSM welcomes whistleblowers reporting party college students breaking COVID-19 reports. But Democrats don't want you reporting Black Lives Matter million-person marches or anything like that. Oh, no. It's only just random people or any conservative groups or Trump rallies have to be shut down. Professor who told students she helps Trump supporters catch COVID and die has been suspended.
You can't argue with them. You can't talk sense into them. I said to somebody yesterday, I hope they'll die before the election.
There is a real man-made virus, and people get scared, so virologists see it and get scared, and so Bill Gates can then own it with his sub-companies and come up with a vaccine for it. That's all real.
Remember, the enemy is working around the clock to suppress voices of independent people all over the world. The globalists have a plan for total vertical integration, absolute authoritarianism, to where you are a captive of their devices, of their control. But that is only a means to an end. Once they have the electronic straitjacket in place, they are on record that they will bring in forced inoculations that sterilize you and your family and worse. Many of the vaccines being pushed by the United Nations actually give people polio and actually give people cancer. Most cancer is viral. That's a big secret. But the secret is beginning to come out. It's even in the Associated Press. Remember, all of these banned videos and reports are at banned.video, but only you can share them and save humanity.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
On a long and lonesome highway, east of Omaha, listen to the engine in the morning.
No hat and all cattle. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Thank you for joining us on this live September 22nd, Tuesday transmission. All right, I am loaded with key news, loaded with incredibly important intel. But I'll never get to your calls if I don't start now. So I'm going to take a bunch of calls at the bottom of the hour, and then I'm going to hit a bunch of news, and I'll go back to calls, and then G. Edward Griffin is joining us. And believe me, you're not going to want to miss this interview coming up here in just a little while. I'm not going to get into what I'm going to cover next until I'm taking your calls, but it deals with the Supreme Court. It deals with forced inoculation. It deals with censorship. It deals with mind control. You know, I hadn't seen the John Bowne report that I just aired last segment. Some stations don't carry that first segment. DARPA unleashes COVID microchip domination. It's in the John Bowne section, left-hand corner of band.video. Just click that, find it. When you want to share a video, though, on Facebook or Twitter, you've got to go to 2020electioncenter.com. It is a mirror of that site, but that URL is not yet banned. 2020legislator.com to find that John Bowne video. And I knew that it was in the news. They were saying Alex Jones is a liar just last week. No one is coming door to door to take blood samples for the CDC. And Alex Jones is a liar. The UN is not in control of every major nation state's governmental response to COVID-19. And then I was watching John Bowne's report, where he took things I said yesterday about it, and he went and found the newscast, and they're like, there's no one coming to get your blood. And that's like the same time it's been on the news for months. They're coming and trying to force you to take blood. The mayor of Houston says, well, we do pressure you to do it. And again, in Australia, they're making you do it. And then CNN goes, oh, we're actually following the UN mandate. And Sundar Pichai says they're following it, the head of Google, and the head of YouTube says we follow UN orders. I mean, I could play you the clips again. And then they're running around saying it doesn't exist. It's not happening. We're under UN control. And then the CDC comes out last night and says, we're sorry. We said COVID-19 is airborne. The UN said in February it wasn't. And so they are the boss, and we defer to them. I covered it last hour. CDC embarrassed after they were too big for their britches and said COVID can be transmitted in the air. Ooh. When that's a fact, does it mean it kills you? No. Very weak virus. But it obviously can be carried in the air in a sneeze droplet. Hell, if the wind hits it right, it might travel 1,000 yards. They don't know if it's 6 feet or 20 feet. They've already got studies that's 28 feet or 79 feet because they can sit there with it in a spray bottle and put it in the air and then have a sensor pick it up. But our own CDC can't take their shoes off, I guess, or make a cup of coffee without the UN's authorization. I mean, think about that level of slavery. Remember just a few years ago, we would talk about the EU. Going back a decade ago with Facebook, hiring former members of the Stasi secret police to oversee it, moving into the old Stasi headquarters, and all the rest of it, just bizarre. And they would say at that time that, well, you covered that migrants, not invaders, burned this down or killed these people or did that. And if you reported on who killed the girl or who robbed somebody or who murdered somebody or who burned this down or who stabbed this person, you would get suspended on Facebook and the police would come and charge you and you'd spend 6 months to a year in prison. Now it's 10 years in prison. Well, now in America, you can't even criticize the UN. You can't even say, I don't want the UN running my life. I didn't elect the United Nations. And now a football player for the Pittsburgh Steelers, who's a Bronze Star winner, we'll play this video later, Alejandro Villarro, if I say that right, I always pronounce everything wrong. He went out and went ahead and stood. Nobody else did, and now they're talking about getting him in trouble. Oh, just a few years ago, it was okay if you want to take a knee during this thing or do the black power fist or all this crap. Nike would fund you. And it was everybody's right to do what they want. But now he's in trouble because he's a veteran and he didn't like that. That's a cult, folks, in America. I've got the articles right here. The team's really mad and the coach is mad and he's apologized for not being in solidarity with his team. Man, that's a fate worse than death, man. So just like that, suddenly, you're not allowed to stand for the national anthem. Dude, I told you 10 years ago that in the year 2020, high school students would be suspended for having American flags at a football game, and that the principal said that that's a symbol of evil. You'd say that'll never happen. Well, guess what? It happened last week. This is what we put up with. Look in the mirror. We're to blame. Kevin, Joshua, Jim, Travis, Casey, Rockwave, Joey, D, Matt, Ryan, I'm going to get to every one of you. So I'll do the next two segments of calls, and I'll cover the other news then. I've already started covering some of it now, but this is just getting absolutely crazy. Separately, I've come to the listeners many times, and I thank you for your support. But I just want you to understand that everything's been critical up until now. But this is when the planets are politically aligning. This is Super Bowl time, to use a football analogy. And if this is just a Super Bowl, we've been in the Super Bowl a while, we're in sudden death overtime right now. And it's not about who wins a game. It's about going under a scientific tyranny run by big tech and the Chi-Coms and the globalists that wants to absolutely crush America and dominate us and enslave us, in their own words. This is a existential will of the Satanist to destroy what was the greatest Christian nation on earth and the most powerful. We forgot our power, we gave up our power, and now we're fallen and pathetic. But still, they want to bring us down because we're coming down fast, but we're miles above them. To quote Charlie Manson. So that's where we are, ladies and gentlemen. So I'm just going to tell you, I don't take vitamin D3 because of their hyped up garbage in the New World Order. I take it because a regular cold virus or a regular flu virus can kill a baby. It can kill an old person. It can kill anybody that doesn't have D3. If you have a deficiency of D3, it's only a matter of time until you get degenerative diseases from it and you die. And it's the same thing for every essential vitamin and mineral. That is a scientific fact. But the UN came out this year and said, oh, there's nothing that can be a preventative. No, vitamins and minerals aren't needed. Just like telling a catfish, you don't need water to live. You can live in the, if you live in the desert. It's that level of an insult. So, yes, I sell things that you have to live. We sell water filtration to cut out all the chemicals and problems and give you good, clean, pure water. Highest rated. People go, wow, I looked at what Jones sells. The two brands he sells are the two highest rated. Exactly. That's what I do. It's how I treat myself. See, You have to understand, folks, I neurotically have to treat you like I treat myself. That's my rule. It's not even something I'm in control of. And I just can't believe everybody else doesn't follow that rule. But I love you and I appreciate you. This is stuff you need. You should go to InfoWarsStore.com to get your wonderful treasure. But winter sun, highest quality D3 under the tongue with vitamin K that helps it absorb somehow. I'm not the scientists tell me that. It's essential as well, but they go together like a horse and carriage, like a key and a keyhole. That is 50% off with free shipping, despite the fact it's selling out. And I'm told more isn't coming in until November. Stuff's so crazy. If Trump loses, they're going to come in here and shut us down after that. So that's why I'm selling everything out, even though a lot of this stuff is DNA Force Plus. Oh, talk about for your cells and your health. It's the next level. PQQ, CoQ10, Organic Reishi, Astragalus, even more, ELEV, ATP, Ancient Peat Apple Extract. It's 60% off. That's with free shipping, and it's selling out. But I've just got to get the funds in because stuff's so dangerous in the future. So if you ever waited to get DNA Force, that's the lowest price ever. I take advantage of that right now. Or we come right back with your phone calls. Stay
with a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you sick and tired of your calm, peaceful life? Are you sleeping too well at night? Is your city too safe? Well, not anymore. Introducing Democrats. Politicians so incompetent, they'll fill your neighborhood with riots, looting, rampant violence, and even homelessness. The secret is a special blend of corruption and good old-fashioned stupidity. No more pesky law and order. When Democrats are in charge, nobody's safe. Simply vote for Democrats, sit back, and watch your neighborhood burn to the ground. But wait, vote for Democrats now, and they'll include rolling blackouts, election fraud, cancel culture, taxes, and more taxes. Democrats, bringing chaos right to your front door.
But it wasn't because I didn't know too much.
But it wasn't because I didn't know enough.
I knew too much.
I just knew too much.
This is the battle for the whole world. As America goes, so goes the planet. But now America, that has been sleeping, knows she's in a fight of her life. And everybody that's got a fighting spirit is awakening and rallying to the fight. That's a beautiful thing to see. And out of this, I foresee America coming together like never before. And in the future, standing against the great technocracy threat and overcoming it.
But think twice.
This is only the prelude to the future.
That's my only advice.
All right, I want to go to your calls, but just look at these headlines. Young man injured by Gardasil files lawsuit against Merck as cases pile up, but it goes to a vaccine damage fund, so you can't do anything. It's just insane. Look at this one. Bloomberg pays fines of 32,000 felons in Florida so they can vote. Now, again, why would Bloomberg spend millions and millions of dollars to pay those fines? Because Trump barely won Florida. Trump barely won Florida. By 100,000 votes and change. Hillary got 4,504,000. Trump, 4 million. Hillary got 4,504,000. Trump got 4,617,000. So all he's got to do is, you know, get a couple hundred more thousand to vote. They think they're in it to win it. I'm telling you, man, this is such a close fight, ladies and gentlemen. But I know a lot of people that have been wrongfully convicted felons, mainly in Democrat jurisdictions, who get what's going on, they're going to vote Trump. Trump's the one saying, let nonviolent people out of prison. Trump's the one trying to actually get jobs back to America. So this cheap trick by the Democrats is just that, a cheap trick. Okay, let's go to the calls. Let's go to the calls. Let's go to the calls. Who has been holding the longest? Let's go ahead and talk to Ryan in Texas. Ryan, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hey, Alex, everyday listener, first-time caller.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, so I've been following along with you every day, just about. And since this COVID thing started, I really got into what's been going on in the world. And my dad got home from a business trip about mid-March on the East Coast, and he right away started feeling pretty bad and went to the doctor, and they said, well, you got flu type B, and stayed at home, sick, just kept deteriorating. Ended up had like a 103-degree fever, and this is when they were just starting to do drive-through testing. Well, he went to try to get a drive-through test done in our hometown, and he didn't have a high enough fever, apparently. So they sent him, turned him away. And he finally went to our family physician again, and he said, look, I'm just not getting any better. And they did a test, and it turned out to be coronavirus. And so they said. And he prescribed hydroxychloroquine, Z-Pak, and was feeling better within 24 hours.
Oh, and listen, that's why people that say it doesn't exist are doing a disservice. It's a real virus. It's been scanned. And it spreads really easy. It's airborne. Of course, the UN says it's not because everything they do say is a lie. But if people just have D3, zinc, and C at a high level, especially as you get older, your guts don't absorb it as much. But, I mean, again, people found out about this from going to medical doctors and getting preventative IVs. I got some. I mean, I took this serious of C and other things, and I felt great. And again, they don't want you to know that. How crazy is that? So how big a wake-up call, or was your dad already awake? I mean, how big a deal is that your dad might have died unless the doctor actually knew what to do and ignored Fauci and the UN and Bill Gates and got him that hydroxychloroquine that pushes zinc into the cells?
Well, like I said, this was early on before hydroxychloroquine was so demonized. And, I mean, the local media even did a story on him afterwards. But the craziest thing in all this is my mom. So my dad's 65. My mom's younger than my dad. But anyway, she was quarantined in the same house as him, door shut for 6 weeks. They did an antibody test after their quarantine was over. She did not have the antibodies. They did another one. She did not have the antibodies.
Well, you know why?
My dad had the antibodies for two. My dad did two antibody tests spread apart about a month. And he did a third one because somebody in his office got COVID. The antibodies were already gone within a month.
That's what's weird. This thing's genetically engineered. That's why it keeps coming back. It doesn't produce antibodies most of the time. And I'm no scientist. I'm telling you, there's a curveball in this COVID, folks. I haven't figured it out yet. But the way it's got five different viruses, the way it's mutating, Gates even told us, he said, it's going to mutate again and be even worse. I think that's true. This is just the beta test. God bless you, brother. And so the bottom line is, fortify your immune system. And while that sun's still out, take your shirt off when you're mowing the yard. Who cares what the neighbors think? That's what I do. When I'm working in the yard or something, I just put on short shorts. You know, my wife makes a joke about it, and I'm out there in my tennis shoes. And, I mean, I get the sun. Get the sun. Even if you're like in the southern area of the country, you can still get sun even in the deep winter. But, you know, up north, you've got to fortify yourselves. And again, D3 does not absorb well in the gut. That's why under the tongue is the way to do it, winter sun. And it's just, I mean, like Jones is claiming he's got COVID cures. Well, yeah, I mean, if you're in the desert and you don't have water, you will die of thirst. So if somebody's like, hey, you better buy some canteens before you go into the desert. It's ridiculous. So I don't have a COVID cure once you've got it, once you're run down, once you're dying. Now, this isn't about COVID. I've been selling winter sun for 6 years because you need D3 in the winter, and Fauci said it. But again, the mainstream murdering media is like, you don't need D3. They're scammers. Why? The FBI raided medical doctors that are prescribing vitamin C and D3 and zinc as a preventative. Why? The UN says there's no preventative. It's like saying food, the preventative to starvation, water, the preventative to dehydration. I even saw an article a few years ago where the FDA was trying to tell one of them, was it Powerade? Was it, I forget who it was, that you can't put on there, on the bottle, fights dehydration, hydrate. Oh, that's medical. You can't say something medical. You can't say Gatorade hydrates or whatever it was. This is a cult, man. Every word, every language, they're telling us we can't say on entrance forms for our kids in school, the mother and father, because some people don't have mothers and fathers. It's a cult that wants to outlaw all language except what Big Tech says. You need air. You need water. And now Fauci's been forced to admit it. We don't need him to tell us that. They don't even tell us we need D3, that little demon.
This is your last chance to get 8-Pack
power stack, and I'm really bummed out about that. It started out as a sleeper product, but the people that did order it loved it and started reordering it. They spread the word and became one of our best sellers. But because of the COVID supply chain breakdown, and because there's 13 different formulas in 8-pack power stack, we are unable to secure it anymore. This is the highest in AMPM pack system you're going to find, where you take half the pills in the morning, half the capsules and pills and gel caps at night. It's amazing. I don't have time to go into everything that's in it, but this gets people to remember to take it, and that's why it's having such a great effect, because the stuff in here is absolutely amazing. So it's your last chance to get 8-pack power stack at InfoWarsStore.com. It's 60% off and free shipping. That is at cost. For all of you that already support InfoWars, we're passing these savings on to you. Get your 8-pack power stack now, or you still can. Last chance to get it, InfoWarsStore.com. 8-pack power stack, 60% off and free shipping.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
We've entered a time where Sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life.
TV 26, 27 years ago, but it's back, and it's in top video games and in movies, and people watch it and go, my God, everything this guy said is coming true. But it's not Russian. The globalists went and took over Russia and set all this up and then used them, and that's actually what he gets into. So there's a bigger picture, and Jaber Griffin is the leading intellectual Mac Daddy original gangster when it comes to the Liberty Movement. He's the OG, okay? He's joining us next hour. All right, I just spent 5 minutes with one caller. Incredible caller, incredible story. But I won't get to you all, so we got to do 2 minutes of caller here. Let's go to Matt in Nebraska. Matt, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, Alex?
Man, I tell you, I'm in suspense every day like I'm watching a Super Bowl game. Yeah, I mean, it's like, this is crazy.
Hey, 300 million people are right there with you. Hey, Governor Ricketts just said he will not mandate a COVID-19 vaccine. He'll leave it up to the Nebraska citizen if he says that today.
That is a good, I didn't know that. That's a good precedent. Federal judge ruled that Pennsylvania Governor Wolf is a criminal and that his whole lockdown's illegal. So we've got those rights. And we need to, and again, what the globalists say, they'll use corporations and then localities they control to override central governments and governors. Well, we need governors to then go after the cities that keep the lockdown going and after the corporations that keep it going. Because remember, that's why Amazon's doubled its profits since this started shutting down Main Street. So this is economic warfare, brother. Again, so you're saying the governor of Nebraska just did this?
Yeah, he said that this morning in his weekly press conference. He said he will not mandate any COVID-19 vaccine, but when it comes out... In the
beautiful.
Conference.
So Nebraska governor will not mandate COVID-19 vaccine. That's beautiful. That's wonderful.
It should be, if anybody Googles this, it should be like in the first headline, so...
Wow, that is certainly some good news. Any other good news, my friend?
No, but I noticed listening to the Omaha Z92 radio station, they were saying that if you get a call from an unknown number, they were saying that you have been in contact with a COVID-19 person. So now I don't know how they get there. So they're doing contract tracing in Omaha.
Oh, sir, this is all a systematic UN plan, beta tested in Australia and in Spain. And then now they're phasing it in here. Everything they did there, we already could tell that was happening, as the UN said they would. But CNN now officially said, we're going to be like Australia by next year. Can you believe that? And if Joe Biden gets in, man, they are going to clamp down forever, brother.
I think they're going to try to push it, even if Trump does get reelected. So, I mean, it's just going to be crazy.
And people get pissed at Trump and they go, well, he should stop that. He ordered the federal government not to teach that white people are racist 13-week class. And the federal agencies literally told him, burn in hell. They just do whatever they want, brother.
Still mad at him because he gave the power to the governors to order lockdowns on COVID-19. And he never said anything about locking down. He just gave all power to the governors.
Well, that's because it's the Constitution. He's following the Constitution. But when the governors violate the Constitution, the federal government's supposed to kick in. If the federal government, if Biden gets in and is doing tyrannical, unconstitutional stuff, it's the state's job to organize and say no. Well, instead, the states are doing bad stuff. That's how the federalist system works. When they violate the Constitution, the feds come in. When the feds violate, we stand up. See how that works?
Now, wasn't it Obama that said there's no tyranny going on?
Oh, we ought to play that speech. It was like a West Point commencement speech. And he said, don't believe people there's a new world order and that tyranny's coming and that there's going to be martial law and a lockdown. I'm glad you mentioned that. Guys, ask Rob New. He's good at finding stuff. Obama says in speech, there is no tyranny. God bless you, sir. Great points, Matt. And I'm glad you called in to let us know about Nebraska. Did you guys find any articles on that? I'm sure he's right, but. Nebraska governor, but you know, every time we put out some good news, Google blocks it. So I wouldn't be surprised if there it is. Governor Ricketts, Nebraska will encourage COVID-19 vaccines, but will not mandate them. That's the media spin on it, but that means they're not going to try to make it forced, which it still is recommended by the governor. That kicks in the health department to make it a list of recommended. Doesn't still mean you have to do it, even if he, quote, mandates it, but they use that color of law. Joey in Miami, you're on the air. Welcome. I guess he just hung up. All right. Casey in North Dakota, thanks for holding. Go ahead, Casey.
Well, Sensei.
Welcome, my friend. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Well, I just want to send a little message to the New World Order elitist thugs that we know one way or the other, no matter how this election turns out, no quarter is going to be given. It's on like Donkey Kong. And we're ready to ram heads. wherever Beachhead may be. It's in Texas, Illinois, Minnesota. Whenever we need to be there, we're going to be there. And hopefully the military can take care of it themselves. And we don't need to get the citizens involved, but we're ready to roll when we need to.
And this isn't a threat. We love the military. They're some of our best people. But if the globalists can control the military and come against us, the military better decide which side they're on.
Absolutely. And we know that through everything that they've done, that no quarter is going to be given to us. Well, no quarter will be given to them at all. And I just want to send a lot of love and prayers to you, the InfoWars team, the president, and this whole country. Now's the time, people. Get it together, because 40 days out, it's coming to a head.
I agree with you, brother, and it's like Carlos Zapata said, he doesn't want a war, but we're under attack, and if they keep pushing, there's millions of us, and we will not fail. We will win. We have the power. We don't want the power, but to all these dirty communist people, you guys are really asking for it. And so once it's go time, once we decide that we can't fix this peacefully, well, there's no stopping.
Absolutely. There's a great Garth Brooks song. It's an old one off his first album. Not to plug Garth Brooks.
It's okay. I like Garth Brooks.
Yes, sir. It's called Against the Grain. It's off his first album there. That is InfoWars and U2 at T and the rest of the Patriots out there. Check it out sometime when you got time out.
All right. God bless you, Casey. Let's jam in another call before we go to break. Who's been holding the longest here? Travis? Or is it D? Is it Rockwave? It'd be Rockwave. Then we'll go to Kevin. Rockwave in the great state of Texas. Still Texas. Not for long, though. Folks, don't stand up and speak out. Rockwave, go ahead.
God bless you. We pray for you every day. We really appreciate everything you're doing. All of your products are top-notch.
Well, let me just say this, Rockwave, because I mean it. Without your prayer, I'd be destroyed. You are literally holding me up now, so thank you.
Absolutely. We're everyday listeners, and we just moved here from California. We got out of the Exodus with all the fires surrounding us. All of the ridiculous mandates that the governor has. And we finally got to Texas, and we've been street teaming for InfoWars, getting the stickers up, banned out video stickers up, and we printed up our own business cards with the links on there and doing a lot of face-to-face contact with people, just talking to people all about how you approach them, all the delivery, and people are very receptive. We're really excited. New information is getting out there now.
Well, I love you, brother. Keep it up. And we'll definitely continue to work with everybody out there like you. And we love you. And we understand that your spirit is leading you to do this. And we love you. And we appreciate you as well. You know, when I said I couldn't be on air if it wasn't for your prayers, I'm serious, folks, because I'm strong. I'll never give up. I'll never give in, but I can give out. And I literally, when these horrible things happen to me behind the scenes, which I don't even feel sorry for me, I ask for all this. I just want to say it's God's spirit and your prayer is calling for that. Because God, it's an energy. God pays attention to that. You are literally holding me up. Because now I just get hit by absolutely horrible stuff on a routine basis. And I just, and it's like, I feel myself being weak. And it's just like, I start leaning back. This thing goes, and like, in fact, the worst it is now, and I mean, this is the real spiritual thing. It's like now, it's like, my understanding, my discernment, I know yours as well, but it's like, when you guys are praying for me, I literally, it's like space warp, like light speed. And it's like, whoa, this is a lot better than being on my knees with the devil strangling me. Just to have you turn that Holy Spirit loose with your prayers, man. It's like getting like a car going from 0 to 200 in a second. It's like, boom!
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
System that threatens the tyrants. The wild, wild west of freedom versus the nightmare of North Korean Chi-Com tyranny. G. Edward Grimm is going to be joining us coming up. The granddaddy of resisting the New World Order. We're taking your phone calls right now. I'm not going to belabor this, but it was a very successful campaign. So thank you all for supporting the broadcast and doing common sense things, getting the highest quality storable foods, the lowest price you're going to find for quality at preparewithalex.com. And so the week-long special, or I guess five-day special, ended, and I called them up last night and called them up this morning, and they said, okay, we'll extend it for another 5 days or so, but we really can't do that because a lot of our other distributors, people that buy from us, are upset that we have this one low price and that we're doing this special for you that's $170 off one food package and $100 off a water filtration package. And these are smaller packages, but they're still really good deals. They said, we'll extend it one more week. And I said, well, how about a new special then? How about a discount on your big food supplies or something? So we're talking about that right now. But whatever you do, there's only a 1 to 2 week delay in shipping. It's really like a week delay, but they just don't want me to say that because they want you to under-promise, over-deliver is the rule. But preparewithalex.com, high-quality storable food, the lowest price you're going to find for food this good. And the percentage we make off of it is key to keeping the lights on here. So you couldn't buy higher quality food at a lower price that then actually funds an operation like this. You couldn't find food at this price, at this quality, that doesn't fund an operation like this. This is the unicorn. This is the zeitgeist. This is the best deal. The full list of their larger supplies and their smaller supplies is at InfoWarsStore.com. They're in our back end. It's a mirror of what they've got, exact same prices. You go in the exact same queue. When you order at InfoWarsStore.com, though, it funds our operation. But they have this special at PrepareWithAlex.com because I haven't gotten into this for obvious reasons for those that work in business and life. But now that we have secured backups, I'm getting ready to tell people about it very soon. But they took all our bank accounts away. They took our shopping carts away and our merchant accounts. And luckily, I had backups. We had to go to those and scramble. And they are harassing people. They are terrorizing us. They're not just doing it to us. The NRA, gun shops all over, can't get credit card processing. I mean, this is tyranny. And so I may have product on the shelves. If I can't process it and take your money, I got to shut down. So I went and did all the accounting, and I already mortgaged my house, and all of it only fund this place a few months. And so that's why I'm like, okay, we're selling everything out. And I just haven't gotten up to the point of coming out and saying it. I just did. So the special's called, what's the special called right now? I came up with the name. I should remember it. But, I mean, that's just how crazy all this has gotten. What's it called? InfoWars Emergency Election Sale, total blowout. But what it really is, if you want to get T-shirts, books, films, and fund us in the future, we may not be able to sell you stuff soon. Because let me tell you, this is deep state stuff, folks. Your orders are all secure. We've got the product ready to ship it to you. But the 20 different types of hack attacks a day, and the CNN with drones above the building and cars following us around and death threatening everyone and offering people money to lie about us and the FBI control of the Democrats following us. I mean, it's a war. And they're doing all this to Trump, too. I'm not up here whining. I'm just saying, we're in the war, baby. The average person in the middle of this said, no, it's incredible what's going on. So now I'm ranting, and I'm going to stop right there and go to your calls. Just if you ever wanted that InfoWars T-shirt, if you ever wanted that book or film, if you ever wanted to get those supplements, I would get them now. Because I was in an hour-long meeting this morning just deciding if I'm going to reorder a lot of products and spend money we've got to then get something in 6-8 weeks. Even, I mean, we're down to that level like a farmer goes, do I take the money we've got and buy seed money for next year, or do I sell the farm? Well, I'm not selling the farm, folks. It's just that it won't matter if the farm goes under. It's like you don't sell it, well, then it just goes under. You know what I mean? You get to that point where you got to make a decision. And I'll still be on air and still do a show, still have a website. It's just the reporters and the crew and the bandwidth and the satellite uplinks and all this stuff I do that costs millions and millions of dollars. We can't do it like that if you don't support us. So I love you. We're not going under. We can go another 6-7 months. It's just that because we're selling everything out and not buying more of it. You got that? That's where we're at right now. I need more money to order more product to go into the future. In fact, God, I'm always so long-winded because I just look into my mind and just say what I'm seeing. This is the simple 30-second, then I'll go to your calls. Going forward into the future, we have some financing issues, and we're living off product that we're selling now but not reordering. And that's not a good position to be in for continued resistance. So please step up and buy the products, so that we can buy products into the future. And my own brain goes, then don't sell it at 50-60% off, Jones. That doesn't make much money. Well, you only buy it when it's at that. So I put myself in this position, and it's just all up to God what's going to happen. You can also go to InfoWarsStore.com in the support area. You can click on that and make a pure donation. After credit card fees and stuff, we make 95% of it, not 30-40% like on the products. And then that's pure money to keep this going and do what we're doing, folks. And believe me, we're not just talking to you, and you're important. We are reaching out to the world and creating countervailing talking points, the New World Order, that are amazing. All right, enough about us. I've gone ahead and said it. That's what's going on. That's what's happening. And I didn't want to announce what was going on until we had backups. But then they can take those away, and then they know what to go after. It's just, but at some point, I got to tell you. So I did it, and that's it. I'm not one for keeping stuff secret. Mike, Henry, Travis, Jim, Joshua, Kevin, who's been holding longest here? Yes, that'd be Kevin in Canada. Go ahead, Kevin. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Alex. How you doing, man?
In the middle of the second American Revolution, baby. This is it.
Yeah, baby.
Ah! Yeah!
Ah! Yeah, baby. Your cry. Yeah!
I just do that because it makes me feel good. Like, I just want George Soros to know.
Ah! Yeah! Oh, boy. I'm calling from behind enemy lines in Alberta, Canada. Globalist control. And I'm calling in today because of the flu shots the media is pushing right now. And I saw a video yesterday on the show, if I were the devil, you know, what would I do? And if I were the devil as a globalist, what would I do? Well, I'd push a flu shot this season to scare everybody into submission to getting a flu shot, because a lot of people are woken up now about COVID-19 and the rushed vaccines. So I think that would be my play if I were a globalist, would be to push a flu shot, push it on the public, and they'd, oh, well, you know, got to get that flu shot. Stay safe.
Well, that's a good point, because it's not hard to predict. This is like, you know, three comes after two and four comes after three. That they go, because if the flu really does kill a bunch of people and they've made us run around in fear over COVID that kills much less, now they're like, oh, we need lockdowns for the flu. They're now saying that, brother.
That's right. That's right. And also in Canada now, they're really pushing the pharmacies to do in-house testing. So you're going to see a massive spike in cases, not deaths, of course. I mean, it's all, you know. So
they now admit 90% of the tests are fake. Oh, it's total crap.
Yeah. Thanks, Alex. Love what you do. Buy some vitamin fusion, guys. It's the best stuff on a product.
God bless you. I hate coming to you guys for help. You just most people are financed with banker money, fiat garbage, unlimited cash. We're not. We're financed by you. So I just appreciate you all. I hate coming to you and begging for support. Hell, half of me wants to get shut down and not to do this anymore, but then I got to watch the contact tracers come to my house. You know what I mean? Like, snap, you're inside the bear trap. You know what I mean? Like, we're not getting out of this without a fight, folks. Let's go to another caller real quick in the minute and a half we have. Let's go ahead and talk to another caller in Canada. Mike in Canada, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, go ahead.
Yeah, first-time caller, long-time listener. I'm calling about an important topic. It's the Alberta Pulse. Public Health Act that was passed in July of 2020 of this year. The plan entails a forceful detainment and isolation of Canadian citizens. Section 30 entails a plan for entry of examination that states where a medical officer of health knows or has reason to believe that a person is suffering from a communicable disease referred to in Section 20 may be found in a place, or that a place may be contaminated.
Henry, I'm gonna hold you over, then we'll go to Henry, but let me explain something. I don't know if you saw us, like, last week. We played the clip of the Quebec City guy drooling how they're bringing in UN control to come in your houses door to door, take your children, force inoculate you once the shots begin, and they have a secret FEMA for Canada, a secret federal emergency center that they're taking people to. Did you see that part?
Sir, and in this plan, it details, it says that the lieutenant governor in council here in Alberta has the authority to postpone elections up to 3 months as
well. Stay there, stay there. Exactly. And what's the key, kids? What's the key, Dad? What's the key, Mom? It's all UN run, just like Australia, just like Spain, now to Canada. Ohio's doing it under their Republican leadership. This is it. This is the takeover. This is martial law with a medical tyranny cover. This is it. This is it, boys.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to survivalseedbank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit survivalseedbank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos, beat rising food prices, but above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own survival seed bank today.